Today's episode is brought to you by Yum Yum Yogurt. Go into Yum Yum and tell them the dude sent you.
Informed, outspoken, wild, fearless, hardly ever politically correct. This is the Fantasy Football Dudes Podcast.
Welcome to the Fantasy Football Dudes Podcast. This is Trent. Alongside me is Phil, Jordan, and our intern, Zach, a.k.a. Z-Baby. It is April 19th, the first official day of the 2021 NFL season. Guys, how we doing? Happy Dudes Day.
Happy Dudes Day. What's up?
How's it going, guys?
I'm a little bit disappointed on that intro, though. You didn't give old Jordy here a birthday shout-out.
Yeah, happy birthday, Jordan. You have a little, little bender, or what do you guys do?
It is like 2 days later, so it's understandable. Yeah, I had some sushi, and it was really good. So, and then the next morning, I got up bright and early at 5 a.m. and went off to L.A. to watch coach high school basketball, for people who don't know, and went and watched one of my guys go play some AAU ball down there. I went to Phil's homeland, and maybe not exactly the homeland, but his homeland from
another life.
Yes,
a couple months ago.
Yes.
Did you have any? I know you talk a lot of trash on my donut and ice cream selections.
I did not,
but you didn't take advantage.
No,
you just went for the basketball.
I just went for the basketball.
You didn't eat anywhere.
I think I had some Subway for lunch and McDonald's for breakfast.
What city were you in again?
I was in Garden Grove.
Oh, I don't think Garden Grove is known for their cuisine.
Yeah, it was kind of an industrial area with a big warehouse. There's like a 10 courts in there. It's a pretty cool place, but yeah, it's just about basketball.
Phil wouldn't be caught dead in Garden Grove, he said.
Also wouldn't be caught dead watching basketball.
You're not a Bender basketball guy?
I'm not a basketball guy. Oh, come on, we haven't done a draft like this before, but what's your go-to sushi roll? I feel like they're all very similar names.
That might not be a terrible draft.
Like sushi roll?
Yeah.
I'm honestly fine with you can't go wrong with the plain, just spicy tuna roll.
Okay.
Spicy tuna is probably my favorite. Yeah, that's cool when you have all the other stuff on top, but just spicy tuna, it's usually one of the cheaper ones too, which is always a plus, but I like the spicy tuna roll.
Nice. I would say that you can't go wrong with spicy tuna. When you were there, did they put any candles on their sushi or anything
No candles on the sushi.
No sake bomb?
Did they sing to you?
No.
Man, this is some sushi bender you went on, Jordan. Speaking of down south, we actually had a survey, and it was Burbank Phil versus Cowboy Phil, and all the guys that picked Cowboy Phil, I'm kind of concerned with you. That was a...
Yeah,
it was an interesting cowboy. I don't know if I'd even call that cowboy. That was all kinds of different.
Yeah, it's definitely an odd couple photos there that I just... In all honesty, I don't know how you got... how you got these photos. Anyhow,
I know people.
60% said that they were fans of Ol' Phil in Burbank, and that was, I dressed up as Pedro one Halloween for
sense
for a work thing. So
from
Napoleon Dynamite. Yeah, I would say I'm pretty close to being spot on there.
No, you are spot on. You could have been a stunt double in that.
I'm not going to describe
the cake scene.
What the other photo is. Feel free to go look at our Instagram, but you have it there.
It'll be off by the time. It's only on a story.
Yeah, we'll repost it. We're not reposting that photo. So Jordan, that's it though. That's only sushi for the birthday, huh?
Only sushi for the birthday.
All right. You may or may not have made an announcement last pod about an old SIG there. Did you end up having anyone at the party?
No.
SIG, is that
what, I don't know what
cigarette
SIG is.
What's
that
mean?
Yeah, I don't know what
significant
SIG mean,
other,
but no to at all.
Wow, that's Tinder talk. I don't understand it, but
I thought Jordan would know.
What
up.
Was our other surveys, Phil? Oh, one was would you rather be stuck on a ski lift or an elevator?
Yeah, what that? Yeah,
and I think elevator got smashed.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
I'm confused. Why is ski lift so popular?
I thrive in elevators, so if I got stuck in one, it'd be totally cool. Like you got the music.
Yeah,
sweet,
I mean
aromas.
I don't mean to be too crass, but every time I get into an elevator with Trent, he's always looking for like a pee corner. I'm like, dude, we're going up two floors, man.
It's the dumbest thing ever. No,
if you can't hold it, you can't hold it, Bill.
Hey, I'm scared to death of ski lifts, man. Those things scare me. I'm always wondering what the weight limit is. You don't have those problems in an elevator.
No, I'm all about the ski lift guy, even though I don't love heights. Yeah, you're out there, fresh air.
Do you ski?
No, but I hate elevators. Absolutely hate elevators.
I have no problem being in an elevator.
I can't stand them. I'd rather take the stairs, let's just say that.
No, you would not. That is the dumbest thing ever. You're an American, for Pete's sakes.
If you're only getting stuck for like 5 minutes, probably the ski lift. But if you're stuck for like 4 hours, you don't want to be in a ski lift for 4 hours.
You'd rather be in like, but here's the thing.
Okay, so the elevator, you could at least stand up, you could sit down, you kind of like, the ski lift, you're stuck.
Yeah, but you're sweating in an elevator. It gets damp in there.
And what if you're freezing in a ski lift?
Yeah, no way you'd be freezing on a ski lift. It's not like it's snowing.
Yeah, it's not like it's...
No, you would freeze on a ski lift.
I mean, it's not like a winter storm. If you look at Trent's photo, it's a sunny day. If you look at the elevator, it's just a bunch of people jammed into an elevator. That is, I get claustrophobic and I hate heights.
Well, the question wasn't, would you rather be stuck in the ski lift in this photo on this day and the elevator in this photo on this day? It was a general question. Ski lift or elevator?
Ski lift, still 100%. And most people agreed with me. You're part of the 13% that's
I'm just curious
here.
Why. Please tell me why, people.
We need to get back to the fact that you ate Subway yesterday. All right.
It was for free. Someone bought it for me. You turned down free food, Phil?
From Subway, probably.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. What's our other survey, you idiot?
All right. All right, let's see here. We had which free agent running back would you rather have, AP or Todd Gurley?
Yes. What was the results? When I did it, it was kind of...
So it was 40% would choose Peterson, 60% choose Gurley.
What is wrong with people?
I think I'd choose Peterson. Easy. 1 year contract, both of them, but Peterson may be a lot older than Gurley, but Gurley is just...
Well, Gurley is like 50 years old playing football out there.
Yeah. No, he's only... yeah.
I understand how old he is, but he plays like he's 50 years old.
Yeah. Pretty fragile is what you're saying.
Peterson,
probably.
Look, he's been in the league a lot longer, but every year we keep saying, well, Adrian Peterson's not going to do anything this year. Someone signs him, and he's competent, right? Like, he provides value to a team.
Yeah.
Does Todd Gurley provide value to a team?
I don't trust him.
Yeah.
Le'Veon Bell or Peterson? I think I still go Peterson.
Peterson. Nah, that one's actually closer. If we get one more year of Le'Veon Bell not doing anything, then Le'Veon Bell could still do something.
Remember, don't be rude. Tell a dude. If you like the show, share us, man. We could use all the likes and subs and reviews we can get.
Did we want to hit the questions or are we going to
Yeah, we're going to go into the questions. Just kind of the news, Phil. You want me to break down the news?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do the news.
Julian Edelman retired right after our podcast, so... We missed that last week. I think he's going to end up in Tampa Bay maybe next year. Think he gets back with Gronk and Brady, or you think he's completely done? He said his body's just finally betrayed him.
I think he's done. I think he's right. I think his body's betrayed him. He hasn't played a lot the last couple years. And I just think at some point, I think he's done.
I don't think he would start for the Bucks anyways.
I mean, I know what it feels like to have your body just totally reject you. I messed my back up this weekend and my knees.
Oh, what were
up.
You doing?
I was playing some pickleball.
Oh, and you're the one who put on this on our surveys. Does Trent need to get in shape or?
Hey, I'm not saying
you play one game of pickleball.
I'm not saying I don't need to lose a few pounds. I'm not saying I don't need to lose.
Plus, he's in a pink knee brace, which people thought was okay. But here's the deal: is a pink knee brace okay if it's your wife's knee brace?
You shouldn't need a knee brace to play pickleball in the first place.
You know, I messed up my LCL joint. Anyhow,
I thought you strained your LCL like 2 months ago.
It still hurts. Anyhow, I know what it is to have your body betray you. I have trouble just coming to the pod with my back injury. I think he's done. Would he, in a perfect world, would he want to play at Tampa Bay? I think yes, absolutely. Why not? He's got all his buddies there. I just don't think it happens. I don't think he's going to Tampa Bay.
Jadeveon Clowney signed with the Browns. He said, looking forward to playing with someone dominant on the opposite side of me. I don't know if that's a slap in the face to the Titans. Is that a slap in the face to J.J. Watt? Am I looking into this too much? I don't know. I honestly think the guy hasn't done anything since his South Carolina days when he, destroyed Denard Robinson. I think he's still living off of that. He's been one of the more overhyped, underperforming NFL prospects, I think, in the past, 15 years? Would you agree with that or no?
I mean, I think he's had a fine NFL career, and if it wasn't for that hit, he probably still would have been the number one pick that year. And also, I mean, he's not a bad player. He's still getting contracts. He's still getting good money. He's been good. He's not been flashy and dominant. And I think he's a little soft at times. He doesn't he's not a big I'm going to play through. If he's a little hurt, he's not going to play. He's kind of like Phil a little bit. But but I do think that he's been a fine NFL player. And yeah, for him, it's going to make it a lot easier when he's playing with Myles Garrett on the other side.
On
Clowney? He used to play for the Seahawks, so I'm sure you probably have a jersey or picture of him on your wall in your office. But
I like Clowney. I think he's a beast. I think he's. I don't know how much. Maybe this is. You guys may disagree with this. I think maybe he has 1 to 2 years left. I think the way he plays, And just kind of in Seattle, I think he played the whole season with like a hernia. Like, he's pretty banged up. I think he's got one or two seasons left. I think he's done, but I think it'll be fun to see him at in Cleveland.
He didn't have any sacks last year for the Titans.
I think he does open up the other
side. He signed late though, there, right?
He did. But I think he does open up the other side.
James Conner goes to the Cardinals. What do you guys think of that? Does that just make that backfield? Could the Cardinals have done better? Maybe they don't like this rookie draft with running backs. Maybe Conner's kind of just, I think he's just a bridge running back for a year or two.
Honestly, I don't think it matters.
You think Chase Edmonds still plays a lot or starts?
I mean, if the Titans are smart, yeah.
Or the Cardinals?
Cardinals, yes.
It's going to be a complete timeshare is what I think.
James Conner's not good.
I'm not taking a Cardinals running back, especially Kenyon. But you actually, I think Kenyon Drake's better.
So do you actually think they're going to play James Conner?
I think he will get reps, yeah.
Why?
They signed him. I don't think
they could sign him, but what was the money they gave him?
It wasn't a lot, but I
exactly.
don't think...
Exactly, there's
I don't think he's that much worse than Chase Edmonds. I think he's better than Chase Edmonds.
Are you crazy?
I don't think Chase Edmonds is
Did you
great.
Watch Chase Edmonds and watch James Conner? Have you both watched him play football?
Steelers O-line is so terrible, though, too.
Well, yeah, but James Conner literally runs in the back of his lineman every single play.
No, I don't think he's that good.
Chase Edmonds is electric. He can make plays. He's dynamic.
At the end of the day, I don't want any Cardinals running backs because I think Kyler Murray's going to take all the rushing touchdowns anyways.
I think I would draft Chase Edmonds way before I would draft James Conner.
What round?
Depends on your draft. Depends how fast the running backs are going, but probably...
Fourth? Fifth?
No.
Think he's gone before then?
Like,
or later?
Maybe seven or eight. But I don't think James Conner should be drafted in the... Not even drafted.
He'll get drafted.
I was just about to say, and who's their quarterback?
Kyler Murray.
What does he do most of the time?
Run.
Runs the
ball. But my point, though, is that Chase Edmonds is a lot more dynamic in the passing game, and so he's going to provide more value when they're throwing. He's probably a better pass blocker than James Conner. I don't know. I see them using Chase Edmonds a lot. He fits Kyler Murray.
TK?
Who's TK?
Who's TK?
I just went with the wrong abbreviations there. TM is what I meant.
You guys hear about the Trevor...
KM is what I meant.
Phil, are you still awake? Are you awake over there?
It is the morning. Phil is not bright-eyed and bushy-tailed as normal. You guys see that Trevor Lawrence registry story?
Yeah, actually I did.
The what story?
Jordan, oh man.
He knows about this.
Jags fans found Trevor Lawrence's wedding registry and raised $3,000 to buy him gifts. The fans had excess money left over after the gifts, so Trevor and his wife Marissa found a local charity to donate the money and pitched it another $20,000. So what did you buy him, Jordan?
Oh, nothing. That guy doesn't need my money.
But you didn't want to give him a wedding gift? That's like the polite thing to do. All the other Jaguars fans did it, all nine of them.
Well, more power to them. I applaud them.
Phil, did you buy Russell Wilson? Well, you probably didn't find his registry. It didn't get leaked like T-Law.
No, I haven't.
Do you guys think that Jordan should have bought Trevor Lawrence some spoons or something, a knife set?
What would you have bought him? Spoons. What would you have bought him, Jordan?
I don't know.
Come on.
You didn't look at the registry?
I didn't look at the registry.
I don't know if he's a true fan.
I could see Jordan buying him like a La Crusette. I'm not even sure if that's how you pronounce it, but like a Dutch oven.
Is it La Crusette?
La Crusette Dutch oven. That's what I could see Jordan buying.
A Super Bowl ring?
Like a green one, like a Jaguar green.
Jordan is a...
I mean, if the Jaguars are green, that would apply, but I don't think they're green,
Jordan's
so...
known for his Dutch ovens.
They have some green. What color would you...
Teal. Turquoise. Teal.
Oh, my. Teal. It's like my wife when I'm like, oh, what color is that? She's like, oh, you mean a Holwinkle? What's like all these? I'm like, I have no idea what color that is. Oh, it's blue. Okay, yeah, just say blue. People who just give me like a whole like 50 million colors.
Teal metho over here.
Yeah, teal.
It's a magenta sunflower sunset.
Just kidding. Zach's the guy that knows the whole Crayola. Okay, so let's hop into the mock draft here. Jordan, you're going to take it. Then we're going to go Phil, then me, myself. After that, we are going to have our fun draft and then our dear dudes. Actually, before that, Jordan.
Jordan's bedside bets.
Jordan, do you have any bets this past week and anything you're looking into? Did you bet on Askren?
I did not bet on Askren, but I would have bet on Askren if I was going to bet, and so I'm glad I didn't do that. I had a little four-fight parlay, and I went 3-for-4, so I didn't cash any of that, so whatever.
What was that on?
I had
was that UFC fights?
Yeah, UFC fights. What's that guy's name?
Whitaker versus Gastelum.
Yeah, I had Whitaker. I had Tracy Cortez. I had Gravely, and then I had those three. I won those three, and then Al-Hassan got worked and let me down. So anyways, there's a big UFC card this Saturday, though.
Yeah.
So we got I know for sure two championship fights. Is that third? Is that second women's fight? It's a championship fight too, right?
Isn't it Rose versus?
Yeah, that's a championship one. And then the other one.
There's two.
There's three championship fights
Kamaru
this weekend.
Usman, Masvidal, Wiley versus Rose, and then what's the third?
Shevchenko versus. Yeah, there's three championship fights this weekend. So
is that going to be a dude's evening event
with some smoke?
Yeah,
maybe we could talk about it.
Yeah, maybe.
But
we need to go mini golfing too.
Oh yeah.
Anyways, definitely we'll try to throw some bets on the gram maybe this week for that.
Sounds good, guys. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe. That just helps us get a little more listens and stuff like that. And don't be rude, tell a dude, Jordan. First round of our mock. This is pick 17, I believe.
Yes, pick 17.
So Jordan, you're up.
Sorry. So we have at 17. Raiders, we got the Las Vegas Raiders. I have them taking an O lineman or a tackle. I think they need a line. They need to protect Derek Carr a little bit. They need to keep him upright. And I have them taking Christian Darrisaw. I have him falling a little bit more than the other guys, but I think Darrisaw is a really good prospect. I think he will plug a hole for the Raiders.
Yeah, there's a lot of holes on that offensive line now where there wasn't a year ago.
Yeah, they lost a bunch of tackles, so I think he can plug in starter.
Phil, who do you got here?
I have Trevor Morag. I believe that's how you pronounce his name. Safety going to the Raiders. I think they could use some defensive help. I think he's a good guy there from TCU, I believe. I think he can make an impact.
I have Morag as well. The Raiders need a lot of help on defense. That's been a hole for a while. There's no edge rushers I really love in this year's draft. I have Trevon Morag. This might be a bit of a reach, but I believe he has the physical tools for the position in the NFL. And he led all college safeties last year in pass breakups, and I think that's something the Raiders could use some help with. So
you guys have them both taking a safety?
I have them, yeah.
I think it's a big reach, but at the same time, I would not put it past the Raiders, but it does fill a need for them.
I think they need a defensive player. That's what I would do.
Yeah, I think that was my mindset,
too. The offensive line is a need, but I just have that guy taken already. I don't know if he'll fall that far. So, yeah, that's the best defensive player on my board at the moment right now.
And I would say they struggled more on the defensive side last year than they did. I mean, not that they don't need offensive linemen. I think your point's still valid.
Two of them in this offseason, which for is sure. a problem. I just don't think there's a guy there that I would take.
Yep.
So we're right back to you then, Jordan, at pick 18. And that is, we got 18.
Miami
Dolphins.
Fins?
So I have them taking a guy who's, I think he's going to stay. He's going to go from the U, Miami University, straight to Miami Dolphins, Jalen Phillips. I watched him play a little bit last year. He's a super talented guy. He's long, athletic. I think I think he's still on the younger side too. I think he's one of the younger guys in the draft. But I think he fits a need for the Dolphins. They were one of the worst teams in the league last year in the pass rush. So I think he could provide. This is their second pick in the first round. So they get a weapon on offense, and I think they come back later in the round and get a weapon on the defensive line.
Phil, who you got going there?
Jeremiah Owusu, linebacker. I think that we're looking for a guy that can really help out on the defensive side. I think that could be a guy that helps them there. So that's who I have going to Miami.
Okay, for my pick going to the Dolphins, I'm going to go offense again. I'm going with Najee Harris, the running back out of Alabama. They had Miles Gaskin last year, correct? That's the guy, the gas man?
Yep, and Ahmed.
Yeah, I just think Najee, they're going to get a nice, good running back. This is a very weak running back class. So I think they're going to take the first running back off the board with their second pick. So I'm going Najee Harris. So we're right back to you, Jordan, with pick 19, yeah.
Washington football team. These are my guys over here.
Second
favorite team. I have them taking... So they're really good in the front, the defensive line. Linebacker, they could use a piece, and so I have them taking Jeremiah. You just had the Dolphins taking this guy, right, Phil? Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoa?
Yep.
Fighting Irish.
So I have him going to the Washington football team, just making that defense better. The rich get richer on defense over there. I like this pick a lot. I think it makes that Washington defense even more.
He was the Butkus Award winner last year, too, best linebacker out of the draft.
I think it fills a need for them. They could use an upgrade at linebacker, and it just makes their defense a lot better.
And that's actually who I have going there as well, is Jeremiah Wasu.
Nice. I have Elijah Moore actually going, wide receiver from Ole Miss. Man, I feel like we talk a lot about Ole Miss wide receivers. I don't know if this guy will be even in the same
This college. Guy's a stud. Have you watched him play?
I have not.
He's like a slot receiver guy, but he can make plays. He's a big time.
I was going to say, he's certainly not the body of A.J. Brown or DK Metcalf, but say what you will about Ole Miss, I think they produce a good number.
This guy had like multiple like 15, 16, 17 catch games. Trent, did you watch Elijah Moore play?
Yeah, he was Lane Kiffin's number one receiver receiving yard.
Yeah, granted, Ole Miss threw a lot and they played very fast, but Elijah Moore's a stud.
He's an elite all-around athlete, and he can run any route you ask him to.
Give another guy for Fitzy there, Jordan.
Another guy for Fitzy.
All right, Chicago. I'll start this one. I have Caleb Farley, actually, from Virginia Tech, a cornerback going to Chicago. I think they can use some help on the defensive side, and so I have him going there.
Chris Farley's no relation, probably.
Second cousin.
Okay. Me for Chicago, I have Phil's Elijah Moore, just a complete athlete at the wide receiver position. Get Dalton and Allen Robinson, maybe some more weapons, just help the offensive side of the ball. I could see them maybe going O-line here, but I'm not loving the O-line prospects in this draft. Well, this late in the first round. So I got Elijah Moore. Who do you got, Jordan?
I have them taking a corner. I have Greg Newsome, the second. He's out of Virginia. No, he's not. He's out of Northwestern. So yeah. The Bears lost Kyle Fuller in free agency, their top corner last year. So I think they come right back and take a corner here, replace Kyle Fuller. Because I think they had a draft pick last year who's doing well. Come back this year with a first round pick and Greg Newsome.
And that was Chicago.
Chicago. That was
Chicago. So Indianapolis Colts, they're up next. Phil, you want to take us with your Colts pick?
Yeah,
here?
I actually went with the same pick that Jordan went with, Chicago. I have Greg Newsome from Northwestern. Greg Newsome the second, you said, right? Greg Newsome the second going to Indianapolis. Again here, getting some extra help on the defensive side. Yeah, I have Greg Newsome going to Indianapolis.
They need a left tackle really bad. Their left tackle retired. I'm not seeing one right here, not to beat a dead horse.
Was that pun intended, Trent?
Oh, yeah. So I got Kwity Paye out of Michigan and physical edge rusher. I just helped the defensive side of the ball. That's a good defense, and I think it'll give Buckner a little help. So I got Kwity Paye from Michigan.
Like Trent said, the Colts do need offensive linemen. It's not like the best prospects here this late in the first round. There's probably some value in waiting, but at the same time, if you like a guy, you like a guy. If you need a position, you need a position. And he's the guy who's rising up the draft boards a little bit. Tevin Jenkins out of Oklahoma State. I think that fills a need for them, and I think he's the best guy on the board at this point. He's a big guy. He's 6'6". He played for Oklahoma State. I think they take a lineman there. I think Tevin Jenkins is the guy.
You want to start us?
So for the Titans, I got them going after Caleb Farley. Phil talked about him earlier, but he's got size, he's got speed, decent coverage corner. So, I'm going to go with Caleb Farley. I think we haven't seen him since 2019. Is that right? Did he not play this past year?
Yeah, he didn't play last year.
So
That's what I will say is kind of been a little bit more difficult in this draft. Is there just wasn't, in my opinion, enough football for me last year in college.
Yes.
I don't think this will be the issue next year. I would have liked to see some of these guys a little bit more because
I don't know, like a reverse redshirt year almost or something.
Yeah, where you have guys not playing, you have guys coming back who technically didn't have to come back. So, who was your guy again for the Titans?
Caleb Farley.
Okay, correct. Yeah, I have Kwity Paye going, defensive end from Michigan. Trent, you talked about a little bit there. I have him going to the Titans. I think he would be a good add there.
Jordan.
So the Titans, they lost Corey Davis in free agency. That third wide receiver has always been a problem for them. I have them taking Rashad Bateman. I know you guys had Elijah Moore as the fourth receiver off the board. I think that's where the consensus on the top three is: Waddle, Smith, Chase. I think the fourth receiver, there's a little discussion there. I have Rashad Bateman. I like Rashad Bateman. He's about 6'1", 36-inch vertical. He runs a 4.4, actually a 4.39. He was a stud at Minnesota. He had 19 touchdowns in 31 games, almost 2,400 yards in 31 games, 147 receptions. I really like Rashad Bateman. I think he's a really good player. He's someone who'll go up and get the ball on a jump ball. I like Rashad Bateman a lot.
They say he's the only guy that's gotten smaller since high school because just looking at their programs. In high school, he was 6'3". Then in college, he was 6'2". And now they're saying he's only 6 foot. So he's
he's almost 6'1".
Getting smaller and smaller.
But he plays. He does. Have you watched him play? He plays like he's 6'2".
I've watched him play in person. He's good.
He's really good.
Transitioning from that, we're going to the Jets pick at pick 23. I have Rashad Bateman going to the Jets. Just best receiver, I think, available. So going with Rashad Bateman to the Jets. The Jets, I really don't think they could use a little bit of help everywhere almost, so.
Trent Marshall going to the Jets, 23.
That's the guy from
LSU.
LSU.
Yep.
Well, so for the Jets, they obviously are going to take Zach Wilson, number 2 overall, right? So they already get their quarterback. And so you guys both give them a weapon on offense. I actually am giving them, it's just more of a best player available. We've talked about how the edge position defense on the defense is not that strong in this draft. But I do have Kwity Paye going the Jets, just to strengthen that offensive, the defensive line a little more. They were also one of the bottom teams in pass rush last year, and so I think they need to upgrade that pass rush a little bit more. I think Kwity Paye can help that.
Going there, I agree with you. So we're gonna go to the Steelers with pick 24 here. A lot of people, there's a lot of rumblings that they're gonna replace Connor in this draft. Best running back left on me is
not hard to do, but yes, yeah. They will replace Connor.
They're going with Travis Etienne. It is the best running back available. I don't see him going in the first round, though. But if Najee Harris is gone, they might go there. I also could see them going center because Pouncey retired. But center this early, again, that would be quite a reach. If I was them, I think I would go Asante Samuel Jr., but I think that I'm just going to say Travis Etienne is their pick, a running back. They're just to take a running back to replace him, get the best guy available. I do think the best running back in this draft is going to end up being, not saying he's the best, is going to be that North Carolina running back. I just think he'll end up having probably the best career.
Javonte Williams?
Yeah, I think running backs, you go to the right team, it all depends on stuff like that. That's just a prediction. I don't know where he's going. I think he'll end up doing the best, but I got Etienne going to their Steelers.
I have Najee Harris going to the Steelers. I think, as you mentioned, they're looking for someone to replace James Conner. So I have him heading over there at pick 24.
Yeah, so I have also a running back. But unlike you guys, I have Travis Etienne as the first running back off the board.
Do you have him as the first?
Yeah, I have him going here to the Steelers. They're close. I think they're really close. I think Etienne's just a little bit better. I think he's a little bit more.
I get a Reggie Bush vibe from Etienne.
I think he's a little more. Well, I just think he's a little. He is old. He's a lot older than. I think he's almost 23 years old already. So I just think he's a little more dynamic than Najee Harris, but I don't even want to say that because Najee Harris is really good. I just think there's a little bit more versatility to Travis Etienne than Najee Harris. And I think that's important for running backs in today's game because, yes, we see what Derrick Henry does. But Derrick Henry, there's only a few of those guys in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And the Steelers have shown they're not going to just get... I mean, even James Conner last year, well, he was horrible last year. But they have other guys there, right? They still have... what's that? The one guy, I think he's out of Georgia. What's his name?
Man, I'm blanking on their running back.
You know who I'm talking
about. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
They still have that guy. And he's more of that between the tackles runner. So I like Travis Etienne. I think he's a versatile. I really liked him at Clemson. I'm gonna go Etienne over Harris as my first running back off the board.
Well, that does our mock draft. So next week we'll
finish out the first round.
Finish out the first round, and then we'll be.
Are we going to keep track of who does better in their mock draft?
I think we could. Yeah, we'll do that. So yeah, after next week's show, draft will be over. We'll have a nice little draft recap. Guys, want to get into our fun draft real quick here?
Yeah, let's do it.
So this week's fun draft, we have foods you would request on death row.
I like
so
it.
So this is...
There's is it okay? So we're going food or meal? What are we doing here?
Well, we have a couple rounds, so I think... Yeah. So you could do a couple different meals or a couple different...
Okay, are we allowing Phil to pick the gourmet restaurants in L.A.?
Yeah. I'm interested to see what he says.
I actually have no specific picks. Actually, one of my favorite restaurants in... I wouldn't say my favorite, but a restaurant that I really enjoy that could fall in the genre of something I would pick in my for my last meal. Trenton's been there too, and I was surprised. Yeah. I'm not going to say it.
I've said it on the pod already, Phil.
So luggage room? Have you?
Yeah.
The what? Where?
Luggage room?
Oh no, I haven't said luggage room. I thought you were going to say Shake Shack.
Oh,
Because that's gourmet. That's gourmet meal right there.
I don't think luggage room is gourmet per se, but no. I mean, it's...
So if, our draft, we got Phil, Zach, me, and Jordan ending it out. We're going to go three rounds. You ready, Phil? Your number one pick?
Oh, yeah. I guess I'll luggage go first. Boy? No, I'm not saying the luggage room, although pizza, you know, maybe that's my round two or three if one of you guys don't take it, but it's definitely not my pick one. I am a fried chicken and mashed potatoes last meal on death row.
Really?
Yeah.
KFC?
Not KFC.
Are you a Waffle House guy?
No, I don't even think I've been to Waffle House.
I've done chicken and waffles, Roscoe's chicken and waffles.
I don't mind KFC, but that certainly wouldn't be my last. It'd have to be home cooked fried chicken.
Who do you know
potatoes.
That makes home cooked fried chicken?
My mom and my wife make nice. Both really good fried chicken and mashed potatoes. So I think it would be one of them would have to make it. Yeah, or else I think that's it. I think fried chicken, mashed potatoes is my pick.
All right, Zach, what do you got? Death row meal.
So I'm going to go with the restaurant on this one. They have a place in Glendale. It's Cuban food. Had the best pastries there. It's Porto's.
All right.
Porto's. Nice.
They actually had one right next to my house in Burbank. I know I always give Burbank a shout out, but yes, Porto's pretty good. Potato balls. Have you had some of those, Zach? Right.
If you want real Cuban food, you need to go to Miami. Miami has the best Cuban food there is.
I'm not going to spend thousands of dollars just to eat Cuban
seriously,
food.
Jordan, come on, man.
I mean, I got a $71 round trip to Miami, Zach. I don't know what thousands of dollars you're talking about.
Free time. Funny.
Okay, my first pick, I'm going to just go with a filet mignon. You can't go wrong with a filet mignon with some potatoes. So yeah.
No side dish? Oh, well, you said potatoes.
Yeah, just filet mignon. And my grandma's mashed potatoes with the cheese melted on top.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And then I'm probably going to go desserts the rest of this draft, just throwing it out there.
Oh, I think you should have picked a dessert at that, like, the same time you picked the filet mignon, because it could be a full-on meal.
Okay, well, then I will say I will say my grandma's apricot cobbler.
All right.
With ice cream. Vanilla.
Hopefully the prison lets us ask our family members to make food for us for our last meal.
It's our last meal. They have to do something.
They have, since we're in prison, like, even though they still have to let us. Anyways,
I could see Jordan going on death row for, like, parking tickets.
Who here is most likely to go on death row? Are we going to say Jordan?
That should be a survey on the Instagram.
Jordan, parking tickets.
Anyways, I will say the theme.
Legally streaming.
My Dana White gets me for the illegal streams of UFC. Anyways, I will go with my mom's homemade
chess betting.
Homemade spaghetti. Oh, boy. Are you going to let me talk, Phil?
Sorry.
You're interrupting me. My mom's homemade spaghetti. That she makes the best spaghetti. A little spice to it, a little kick to it. None of that sweet spaghetti stuff. Spicy Italian spaghetti.
And is it meatballs or sausage?
Sausage.
Okay.
Meatballs, sausage, Italian sausage. She does a really good job. It's my favorite, probably my favorite thing.
Maybe a little garlic toast on the side?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, not opposed to it, but maybe some, like, Texas toast a little bit.
Yeah, I couldn't just eat only spaghetti for my last meal. I have to have, like...
Yeah, so like you get, like, some maybe, like, a sourdough bread you put in the oven and...
Yeah.
And then maybe...
I'm just trying to open
like
up your options
here. Sausage,
a
little bit sausage linked to Italian sausage. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. I did forget you ate at Subway yesterday, so you probably have a... difficult time.
I don't. I don't worry about it. Phil, once again, free food. I don't know if anyone turns down free food.
All right. And no dessert?
No dessert. I mean...
You're saving the cows.
Yeah, save the cows.
Man, I think I'm going a bacon cheeseburger for my second pick. So bacon cheeseburger, prefer the steak cut fries over the thin cut fries. No? Anyone? No debate
steak,
there?
Steak, you said steak fries?
Steak cut, yeah.
Yeah, I like that better. Like, they're more like wedges, right?
They're more
between
wedges.
A wedge and a fry. Like,
correct.
Yes, the middle ground. Everyone, like those red... Those
more
red,
surface area for ranch?
Yeah, or honey mustard from Red Robin.
Or honey
those
mustard.
Those fries are great.
And that's what actually, that was the
bottomless.
Exact fry I'm thinking
but
of.
But it's like Red Robin, you have bottomless fries, but can you give me, like, I don't know, enough fries to, like, fill a third grader so I don't have to ask you? I'm that guy that asks for the fries as soon as I sit down.
Yeah.
Before my drink.
I'm sure they see you walk in. They're just bringing you a basket of fries.
Maybe.
So anyhow, bacon cheeseburger, basket of fries. We'll go with the Red Robin fries. I think that was a great ad there, Trent.
You're welcome.
And I think I'm going, I think I'm going chocolate cake. I think I got to go with chocolate cake and a big glass of milk.
Not a huge, like, chocolate cake's okay.
I had it this weekend, and so it's just, I think it's just in my head.
I'm looking up Death Row, like famous Death Row meals that people have actually eaten. It's interesting. Steak and eggs is like the common one.
Steak and eggs?
Yeah. That's what Ted Bundy had. Zach, you're up.
I'm going to go with Zaxby's. No, just kidding.
Have you been there yet?
Nope. Still no.
All right, Zach, what's your pick?
I'm going to go with some nice ribs. Nothing can go wrong with barbecue.
It's true. Ribs.
There's a lot that can go wrong with barbecue, yeah. But yeah, but like your ribs. Ribs are your...
good barbecues. Are, good, yeah.
All right.
I'm going to go with my favorite Hawaiian shaved ice with some mochi sliced on there and cream. Shaved ice is delicious. So yeah, I'm...
Can you imagine them asking... Trent, what do you want for your last meal before you die? And he goes, I want some shaved ice.
But here's the thing. Not all shaved ice is created equal. You know, you go to a carnival and they have like that rabbit eye ice and it's like you're crunching it. It's like, no, the ice needs to be
shaved.
Shaved good.
I understand, but you are asking for...
Have you had tiger's blood shaved ice with cream and mochi on top, Jordan?
You are asking for basically sugar water and sugar and water. Ice for your last meal.
Hey, this guy right here, Timothy McVeigh, had mint ice cream for his last meal.
I'm glad you're comparing yourself to a serial killer.
So
it's actually a lot worse.
With mochi with mochi on top?
Yes, with mochi on top. It's delicious.
I have never had mochi on top of shaved ice.
It's delicious.
Where have you had that?
In Hawaii, on my honeymoon.
Oink, oink.
Oh, Zach. Oh, he got me at my own joke. Jordan, you're up.
So I'm going to, with my second pick, I'm going to tap into my ethnic background here and go with...
don't do this.
Hey, you can't go wrong with some really good Indian food.
Oh, no, so, no. I just can't get past the odor.
Well,
I can't take the smell of Indian food. I don't know what it is.
It's like the best smell in the world. I'm sorry, we're not... Never mind. anyways... some good chicken curry, some chicken biryani with some samosas. If you guys don't know what that is, you should go to your local Indian restaurant and try some. But and some good naan. Can't forget about the naan.
Phil, naan is...
Do you like curry? And I'm not talking about Stephen curry.
I don't like Indian food. But maybe I've gone to the wrong places. Maybe I need to...
It's very well I've gone to just bad places.
That's very true. You could have been in bad places.
It could have been a bad place. I'm
not a huge spicy food guy. Like,
well, that's the problem.
Ketchup's about as hot as I get.
That is so embarrassing.
Some of us has to bring the ethnic diversity to this podcast, and it's definitely not Trent.
I'm like a Taco Bell Mexican food guy. But no, I'm not...
People
are bashing my shaved ice, you know, calling me a pig, but Indian food, like, come on.
I'm not opposed to it. I think I don't enjoy Indian food, but again, it's not probably just because I've gone to the wrong place.
Well, my grandma made the best Indian food. She makes some really good fish curry. It was really good. There is good places and there's not good places, so.
Yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Everyone likes the non-Indian food.
Maybe Jordan will bring Indian food to the fight. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Phil, you're up.
All right. So this is my last pick, huh? I got to think of what I'm going with here. I think I'm going to go with pizza. I'm going with pizza, and I think I'm doing... No, I'm not going pizza. Not going pizza. I'm going burrito.
I was actually thinking that.
Also, he's tapping into his ethnic background here.
Exactly, yes.
I don't see race, so...
I'm going for a burrito. I'm going for... I have to go chili verde. Chili verde burrito is beans, rice, cheese, sour cream. Have some chips and guac on the side, and some churros for dessert. Just sticking with the Mexican theme there. So that would be one of my last meals. No calories saved for sure. I mean, I'm heading to the death row anyway. So I think that would be the last one.
All right, that's your last pick, Zach. What do you got?
So Mexican food is already taken off the table. So.
You could choose a different Mexican dish.
I could, but I'm just thinking something simple. I like to snack a lot, so I'm just going to go with like a charcuterie board.
Oh, that's oh, wow.
High class over
wait,
here.
What did you say? A what?
Charcuterie board.
Is that stuff like that fancy things they have at weddings?
No, it's just like
dry meats and
yeah, they
cheese
have that at weddings. That's like all that's in now. They have all the boards at the weddings as for the app for the
Will you have a charcuterie board at your wedding, Zach?
Yeah.
Maybe.
You need to be the one that plans your wedding, okay? Don't fail like me. Like, you take control, okay?
Zach, tell me, what is the appeal to those things now? I don't really understand it.
They're the great. Fig jam, some cheese.
Dried apricots. It's like dried fruits, cheese, nuts, like, dry meats. So
that satisfies you.
Where is the lack of appeal on your end, Jordan?
Oh, I sit there for hours. Like,
so do what?
I have to be pulled away. Like, sir, the reception's starting. It's
sir,
like,
you finished a whole block of salami.
I have to be told that there's a dinner meal. But like, you gotta slow your roll here. There's
that fig jam on there with the crackers and the salami. Mm-hmm.
All right, Jordan.
We should have one of those on this pod in the middle of the table, a charcuterie board.
Hey, there's some places in Kingsburg that put together pretty good boards.
Trader Joe's smoked onion, caramelized onion cheddar. That's the best.
I guess the first issue is I'm
not a sponsor yet.
I'm not a big cheese guy, so that probably doesn't help the situation.
So if you're not a big cheese guy.
Who doesn't like cheese?
Yeah.
The reason why I picked that is because I love cheese.
Cut it plenty of times.
I mean, you can speak for yourself, but
so Jordan, what's the deal? Like, you don't like a normal aged cheddar or what?
No,
what?
Cheddar cheese is too strong for me.
Food? Yeah, Indian food. I feel like is very like
stronger
flavor.
It's way
flavor
different.
Forward.
Way different.
So what's the you just don't like cheese?
I don't like cheese. Yeah, I'm like a pepper jack cheese guy, and that's kind of it. Like a very mild cheese.
Man, I don't mean to beat a dead horse here, but if or when you end up getting a SIG.
Can you just say anything but SIG?
Significant.
Mother of Mary.
When you end up getting a nificant, significant other, they are going to like meat and cheese boards, so you should just start updating your palate now.
What if they don't?
You have to... I guarantee...
He might marry like some vegan.
Lactose intolerant.
Well, they might like... Yeah, vegan, yeah. They like the fruit there on the board, though.
Yeah,
and jam,
I'm not saying I go to a wedding and they have it there. I'm not eating off of it because I definitely am. But it's just not like I want real finger foods, like real hors d'oeuvres, not little pieces of meat. And
wedding
cheese
hors d'oeuvres
and...
would be an interesting draft.
What we
people
find
could
out
like
is,
come to us for wedding advice.
What we find out is Jordan's been writing letters to all of the weddings he's gone to. Honestly, that charcuterie board was terrible. Where's my chicken nuggets?
Yeah, all the weddings I've seen Jordan at, I didn't know he was eating off the kids' table.
Hey, that probably is the best part of a wedding, a kids' table. I'd prefer the kids' table, like the
macaroni and cheese?
Yeah, the pizza.
Actually, my last pick, I'm just going to go, you know, a good homemade scratch macaroni and cheese. My wife makes a great one. I'm sure she would, like, come bring me some. But yeah, some good homemade mac from scratch.
All right.
Not store-bought. But hey, Kraft mac and cheese is delicious, too.
Do you do a little crumble on top of it?
Yes,
is it
crumble
baked?
On top, and it's baked. Yep. Yes, she makes it every Thanksgiving and Christmas. So,
sounds good.
Looking at Death Row Meals, this one guy got a banana. That was it.
Someone had an apple before.
This one guy got a Lord of the Rings with steak and lobster. So he watched the whole trilogy. Sounds like he's just buying time, though, honestly. Jordan, you're up. Sorry.
I will close up the draft with, you can't go wrong with good old teppanyaki. Chicken teriyaki.
That's good.
With fried rice, the hot and spicy sauce on the side. Get the vegetables, get the little shrimp too, and then get a little spicy tuna roll on the side. Some sushi, some teppanyaki.
Teppanyaki's pretty good.
That would be a really good last meal.
I'm surprised you didn't say sushi. That was your birthday
meal. Oh, kind of like sushi, like sushi with teppanyaki. You don't get teppanyaki and sushi together, Phil?
No, usually if I'm getting sushi, I'm just eating sushi.
I usually don't go too, but...
Sometimes, like, if I'm really, like... Feeling like I'm
you're
waiting for Zach's soundbite here, but...
You're with a nificant?
No, never mind. Get some sushi on the side, and then if you're feeling real hungry, get some sushi on the side, and then some teppanyaki. Yeah.
I think that should...
I get calamari at teppanyaki.
I've never had that before.
It's pretty good.
You've had calamari?
I get calamari.
I mean, I've had calamari, but not at teppanyaki.
I will say that I think that's actually a decent choice. You know, maybe a show, right, is what you're asking for as well.
No,
you could get dinner and a show out of that.
I have a hot take. I'm not a big fan of the teppanyaki show. Like, I kind of just want my food.
I agree, but...
Sometimes you go a little over the top sometimes.
You don't like the onion volcano? What's wrong with you? That's amazing.
I mean, when I was 9 years old, I did.
Oh, I still want it. The bigger, the better when it comes to onion
volcanoes. What's your problem with the show there, Jordy?
I don't know. Sometimes I just want to like be left alone. I want to like talk to my, not have to talk to the, talk to the, he might the chef be with the whole time.
He might be with a significant. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what you're saying, but yes.
Significant other.
Oh, okay. Phil.
We need to know who this person is, Jordan.
Yeah. Who this chick is.
So teppanyaki no show is what
yeah,
you're
just
saying.
Give me the food. Give me the chicken teriyaki.
I want
the fried rice, the hot and spicy sauce.
Someday that, I'm going to have
the
one
spicy
of
mayo.
The hot and spicy sauce.
Is it the orange one?
Yeah, the orange one.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
That's
spicy mayo.
I think
good.
It's just spicy.
Not the spicy mayo. It's the hot and spicy sauce. It's a little different there. A little different.
I want one of those teppanyaki stoves in my house someday. Throw some eggs on there and stuff. I don't know. I'd start throwing knives and stuff, I'm sure.
I can't see you cooking at all.
Phil, have you checked our Instagram, Mr. Barbecuing Frozen French Fries?
Those were so bad. I don't. They were terrible.
We're gonna stop with our draft right here.
What are you smoking?
Phil, I saw you were smoking some fries. You did a steak this week?
Yeah, I did some. There's a new grocery store that opened up here, and they
okay,
have some-
Phil, I have to call Phil out on this. He calls me, says, "Hey, grocery
right after
outlet,
church.
Grocery outlet has the meats." And I'm like, okay, that's great. But I just want to say, Phil's the only guy I know who probably shops at Trader Joe's and Grocery Outlet. Can we agree on that? Those are pretty drastic differences. I'm not hating on either one, but I just don't think there's a lot of people
it's
who do that.
It's Phil's hometown roots.
You do that?
Yeah.
It's Phil's hometown roots and his L.A. snob all combined together. He can't figure it out.
Oink, oink. I would agree with Jordan. Here's the thing. I'll shop at anywhere that has a clean store. And Grocery Outlet here in Kingsburg, brand new spot.
It's been open a week.
Fair point. but they have decently priced steaks. I got a couple New York strip steaks for like 10 bucks. So I threw those on the Pit Boss, and they were really good. Walked over to the car show. We didn't talk about that. Smoked some steaks. Walked over to the car show. Good evening there on Friday. And then I did some French fries, which, to be honest with you, it was a dumb move. They tasted absolutely terrible. I was like, I'm just gonna try this, and it was bad. It was all things but bad. Yeah. So
We had Todd B sent us some burgers for the gram. Those look pretty good.
Actually, I would
say he needs to send us an invite.
He was the, he's the winner of what you're smoking.
Yeah.
His burgers looked really good.
Yeah.
But I think what he did, and maybe he'll write in and let us know differently. It looked like, the way I saw his burgers, it looked like he got Costco burgers, right? Threw them on the grill and then seasoned them. Every time I season Costco burgers fresh out of the bag, it looks like that. I don't know. Todd, let us know. Is that what you did?
Yeah, I just did some chicken
thighs. Which I'm not hating on. They look super good.
I did some chicken thighs yesterday. They were delicious. Chicken thighs are pretty easy. I, too, went to the car show. I had one of those huge turkey legs. I saw Jordan there. It was on his birthday. He was with all his friends. It's like, hey, I guess the pod doesn't take priority to his birthday party, but they had a nice little pinata and everything. It was great.
Did you celebrate your birthday at the car show?
I did go to the car show for a couple hours on my birthday.
It was pretty nice.
I got a snow cone at the car show.
How was it?
It was good.
I actually got some mac and cheese at the car show, and it was pretty good.
With that fade, Zach.
Oh, Zach's
you
got
some questions. You want to shoot us out? And guys, keep these questions coming. We enjoy them. But Zach, take it away.
All right. So this one's going to be a good one. It's best NFL team of all time and best college team of all time.
Best NFL team of all time. I'm going to say that Patriots team that didn't win at all. I think that was the best NFL team of all time. Maybe number two, I might say like...
The 12 Seahawks, maybe?
No, maybe the 85 Bears, maybe. I think that was a good team. Best college team is tough, though. I'm going to go with...
Vince Young's
I honestly
Texas.
Think this Alabama team, you could maybe argue, is the best team ever. Or one of those Hurricanes teams, like the 85 Canes. Maybe one of that... That Reggie Bush USC team, I think, could have been the best team ever, but they lost to Vince Young, so...
I mean... You said, though, that you thought the Patriots team was that lost the Giants, right?
Yeah.
That was the best team. I actually think that SC team probably was one of the best college football teams. Yes, they did lose to Vince Young in the Rose Bowl, but I don't know. I think that they're definitely up there for sure. I don't know if they're the best team ever, but I don't even know if I'd be able to point that out.
I might even say Ohio State's team that won the national championship a couple years ago with their third-string quarterback was like Ezekiel Elliott was on that team, Michael Thomas... It was just a really good team.
It was just NFL and college?
NFL and college.
The NFL...
NFL is tough to say best team ever.
It's tough. I mean, can I just go with that Dolphins team that went undefeated? Like,
Yeah, you could go.
And it's hard to argue with that, right? They went undefeated. They're the only team. No one's done it since.
Well, and then there's less games then, too, which goes into another question, but
it's tough. Like, there's so many, like, good teams out there, and it's, the eras is hard to compare. College, you guys see about the Clemson teams. You don't think those Clemson teams are up there?
Yeah, they're up there, but I don't know. Yeah, it's tough.
It's probably one of those Alabama teams. I'll admit, I'm not the best at this, like, football teams.
What'd you think about the SC? What'd you think about Reggie Bush, Lindell?
Yeah, I was thinking about that team, too. That team might be up there, but Fresno State almost beat them, so I don't know if I can.
It's true.
I think almost is probably the key word there.
I mean, Reggie Bush stepped out of bounds, but
yeah. No, USC no. was a 21-point favorite and won by 10. What's that, another one we got, Zach?
This next one is, do you scrub with the loofah or the bar?
Loofah.
Or loofah, sorry.
I would have read that wrong, too. I'm a bar guy.
What's a loofah?
Phil, what is it?
Yeah. Let's Phil. Let Phil.
It's like...
he uses his wife's knee brace, so I bet.
Go, Phil.
So a loofah is just basically like it's just like a big like scrunchy looking thing.
Oh yeah. Okay.
You, do you use soap one of those? On
it for the back? It's the easiest way to wash the back.
You can use it anywhere, I mean, actually.
So yeah, that's.
Oh yeah, I use the soap bar and then the loofah for like hard to reach places.
Hey, we gotta be careful with these questions, Zach.
Let's one more. There's some more questions in there.
The back, guys. The back's pretty hard to read. All right. I don't know what you're talking about.
I saw one in there before Zach gets going. One of my a 17 game season.
Yeah, was one
of them. Here, let's do the 17.
Read the 17.
Okay, what do you guys think of the 17 game regular season? Risk of more injuries like the NBA?
I think yes. I think the NFL. I just don't like increasing the games because it waters down the records. Like, a guy's going to break the passing record and rushing record, and it's to be like, well, you had an extra game to do it. Yeah, and I think there will be more injuries.
That's true. I agree.
Like they did this year where it's like two preseason games. Maybe it was just, was there any preseason games?
There was none.
There was no preseason games. So I'm okay doing no preseason games and doing more regular season games. Actually, I'm a huge fan of that. So I'm all in on 17. Maybe it waters down the stats a little bit, but I don't really get caught up. I think if someone's having maybe we can just say like at 10, everyone stops. I don't know.
Well, the thing is what's cool about baseball is as much as I hate that they have like 100 and whatever games, it's cool because all the records still apply today because they won't change it. I think baseball should shorten their season to like 50 games and each game would be 50? Worth it. Yeah, I think it'd be great. The games would be worth way more. NBA should do the same thing too.
Like they did last season.
But the problem is it would ruin all the stats.
I don't think they're concerned about that, but
I just think I think fans would watch it.
You know
it
what they're concerned about?
I know it's money, Jordan.
It's money.
But the NFL, I don't think more games, you can oversaturate it. NBA has all these games where guys aren't even playing because they are afraid of getting hurt. Shorten the games, make each game worth more.
Yeah, the NBA could go to like 72, but not 50.
That's the best thing about the NFL is the games, they have more weight to them.
Yeah, but the problem is with the NFL, even adding one more game, like to this person's question, like there's so much more physical. It's so much more physical than really any other sport. So even adding one more game does put more people at risk. I'm still a fan of it, though. I think it still makes a lot of sense.
What I wish they would done is add the extra week, so 18 weeks, but it gave every team two bye weeks, so each team's only playing 16 games still. And I think that would have kept, okay, you still get your money,
That's
right?
A good idea.
There's still a money grab because the NFL wants that extra week of television.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But it's going to keep guys healthier, I think. And so I would have just liked to see them do that. Add an 18th week, add a second bye week. Everyone still plays 16 games. You still get your money grab. Also, it's going to keep guys healthier, I think.
That's a good idea. But Goodell, hit us up. We could really help you out. I think that about does it, guys. You guys got any closing remarks?
No, it's going to be a good UFC card this weekend. Hopefully nothing crazy happens like last week. I feel like we did the pod and then like Edelman retired. I think there were some other things that happened. I can't even remember, but I know there were some things. So hopefully things do happen, but
yeah,
hopefully we break them on the pod next week.
Yeah, Jordan.
Yeah, have a good week, guys. We will see you guys next Tuesday.
Yep. All right, guys. Have a good day.
This has been another episode of the Fantasy Football Dudes podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe. For more information, go to www.thefantasyfootballdudes.com. And remember, we are sorry for absolutely nothing.